Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right. Let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Kelly Sutton, as I live and breathe, here we are in the same city on the same radio station, which we've been on together for a while, but normally you're in Nashville. Now you're in London. Welcome.
I'm so excited. We're breathing the same air.
I know.
I miss you.
I miss you. And it is so great to have you back because, I mean, the first time that we met was 2017, I think.
I know.
And you were over.
We were babies.
We don't look any different at all. But you now are over for the Grand Ole Opry live in London at the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
Because, not only because you're fabulous and you are with us here on Absolute Radio Country, but you are an official Grand Ole Opry host.
I know.
In Nashville. So we talk about the Grand Ole Opry a lot. Mm-hmm. We throw it around. Opry, Opry, Opry.
Sure.
Let's not assume that everybody knows what the Opry is.
Okay.
So why don't you, as an official representative of the Grand Ole Opry, just tell us about the Grand Ole Opry.
Gladly.
What is it? Why is it important?
So it's 100 years old. We are the show that made country music famous. That's what we like to bill ourselves as. 100 years ago, 1925, we launched on WSM Radio. It was one of the first radio stations that could be heard in the majority of the southeastern United States.
Because it had a big old antenna.
On a clear night, you could pick it up. And they started with some old-time fiddle tunes from Uncle Dave Macon, who came in, and Uncle Jimmy Thompson. They were there, and they were all playing their fiddle tunes, and you could hear this music. And then about November 28th, we launched on October the 5th of 1925.
Okay.
November 28th of 1925, they were coming out of an opera show. So they had a lot of different programming that was happening on the station. And they said, you know, from the opera to the Grand Ole Opry. You know, it was just this play of going from this grand music of opera to something that was more country.
Countryfying it.
Fiddle, yeah. And it was Opry. So that's how it got started. And since then, we really are kind of the basis of the genre of country music. You can trace everything back to our roots starting right around that time. And it's this beautiful bridge of what the music was and what it is becoming. So we have people like Connie Smith, who've been on the show for 60 plus years. And then we have someone who's stepping into the circle for the very first time. And it's a variety show. So each artist who's on there, we usually have about eight different acts. Mm-hmm. Each one of them does two to three songs. Sometimes we'll have a comedian thrown in.
Sometimes there's some square dancing.
Oh, always on Saturday nights. Mm. Saturday nights, always square dancing.
Okay, it's always on Saturday.
Yes.
I never picked up on that. Mm-hmm. I was just always felt like I was really lucky when I would be there for square dancing.
Yeah, so the Opry square dancers are part of the tradition. They're there on Saturday nights. We have done a Saturday night show for, gosh, it's over 5,200 Saturday night shows in a row.
Wow.
They've never missed a Saturday
night
show.
Even during COVID.
Even during COVID. They performed to an empty room during COVID, but they kept the show going the entire time. Isn't that crazy?
And now for the first time ever, it's come outside of the United States.
Right.
Royal Albert Hall. Have you been to the Royal Albert Hall yet?
Not yet.
There's a lot of red velvet.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I just want to take it all in. I'm glad that I haven't seen it yet because I want that moment of walking onto that stage and just like seeing it empty before we start the show. It's going to be magical.
It is a magical place, and it is an enormous place, and yet somehow it feels very intimate, which is kind of the same at the Opry, right?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, we have 4,400 seats, and right now, because we're in our 100th year, we are doing so many shows every week, like Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. You can come to the Opry. And it's just filled with people who are there to take the music in and get to experience all of it. It's so fun.
This is what I always talk about with artists when we talk about the Opry. Because as somebody who has been an audience member at the Opry and who grew up in East Tennessee with the Opry looming very large and being something that me and my family would dream about going to, it's maybe the only venue, certainly one of the only venues, where the audience is as excited to be there as the people on stage. Because as long as some of those artists have been dreaming about playing the Opry, I know, me and my family, we dreamt about just going to the Opry. And so every time I'm at the Opry, yeah, of course there are people who've been there many, many times. Mm-hmm. But there are people who have been working towards and dreaming about sitting in that audience, saving money to come to Nashville to sit in the Grand Ole Opry audience. And I think that's one of the things that makes it one of the most magical venues on earth.
Absolutely. And it is truly a bucket list, not only for the artists that are playing, but the people that are sitting in the seats, like you said. The fun thing is to watch somebody get their Opry invitation or to see them step into that circle for the very first time. There is a piece of wood that we refer to as our circle for everybody who's unfamiliar. For years, the Opry has been in different places. And for many years, it was at the Ryman Auditorium, which is basically kind of like our Royal Albert, I think. It was built in the late 1800s. And they took a piece of that wood when they moved from the Ryman to the Grand Ole Opry House. They carved out a circle of the wood that was on the floor there from the 1950s, and they brought it with them. And we've been at the Opry House now for 51 years. And when somebody steps into that circle, they're standing on the same wood that Patsy Cline performed on, that Johnny Cash was on that one time, that Elvis Presley played on one time. Mm. But it was just this beautiful collaboration of all of those people who came before, and now you're standing in the same place that they stood. So there is this magic when you're there and you step into that wood. You feel it. You absolutely feel it.
Having hosted now, for how long has it been?
I started February 18th, 2022.
A date you will never forget.
A date I will never forget.
Do you have like standout moments? Do you have a moment where you're like, wow?
So first time ever, they did not tell me that I was going to start the show by cueing the band. I knew I was starting the show with, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, but I didn't know I cued the band. And they told me literally seconds before we started.
Okay.
So my hand is up, getting ready to cue the band, and the curtain is down, and my hand is literally shaking. Like, I look up, and I can see my hand shaking. I'm like, keep it together, keep it together. And I point to them. And they take off, and I say the words, and the curtain comes up, and then a wave of applause hits you, and it's just magical. It's just, there's nothing like it. I mean, it's the closest that someone like myself will ever feel to being a complete country star.
Hey, what are you going to take back in your bag from the UK?
Oh, gosh.
So you,
well,
it's been
I bought
a long
an umbrella,
time.
So.
Do you have something that you're like, I need? Like either that you discovered last time, that you've discovered now, that you want to try. It could be food. It could be a thing. Are you taking back a magnet? Are you taking back, you know?
Oh, gosh. Well, I always get Christmas ornaments when I'm over here.
I always get Christmas ornaments everywhere I travel.
And I have some really pretty ones that I got at Westminster Abbey. Mm-hmm. I have some nice ones. We did Buckingham Palace last time we were here because the Queen, God rest her soul, was gone at the time. Mm-hmm. And so they had opened it up. It was the very last day that we were here. So I got to tour it. But this is the first time that we did St. Paul's. So I think I'm probably going to get a really pretty ornament from St. Paul's just to put on the tree.
Excellent. Kelly, I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you.
I'm so excited that you're on Absolute Radio Country. I'm even more excited that we're friends and you're part of my life. So I can't wait to see you on stage at the Royal Albert Hall for Opry live in London. And we'll be bringing you all the goodness from it.
Perfect.
Yay!
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.